Welcome to a new episode of Faster Community, listeners. We have a special guest today, a key player in fintech industry, Mr. Muhammad Khatib, the president of Middle East and Africa and the global head of Islamic banking at Zentio Software, and former group chairman and CEO of Path Solutions. Welcome, Mr. Khatib.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with Faster Community again.
Thank you. Path Solutions has only recently been acquired by Singapore-based Zentio Software. How did you convince Zentio to consider acquiring Path? What's unique to your firm?
Actually, it is the other way around. Apax, the owner of Zentio, private equity that has over $60 billion under management, came to us and asked us to be acquired as a company by Zentio. They were forming a company called Zentio based in Singapore. And when they presented the vision, we simply were impressed by that vision. The pre-acquisition Path Solution was the leader in providing core banking system software for the Islamic financial services sector. As you know, the segment, the Islamic finance, has been growing at a very healthy annual rate for the last 15 or 20 years. We were an interest for acquisition by many parties. Therefore, over the years, we were approached by international software companies, key players in the industry, investment institutions, strategic investors. They all wanted to acquire us because they knew our position in the Islamic finance software segment. Shareholders and the executive management of Path Solutions, we refused all these offers because we did not want to lose Path Solution identity and Path Solution focus on the Islamic finance, because we felt based on the proposition that was ahead of us, it was not a good proposition. Until Apax came to us and we really were very interested in the story. When we were approached by Apax, it was this process of creating a strategic software company that focused mainly on the financial services software and mainly in geographies of Asia, Middle East, and Africa, and looking at key segments of the industry. An important one of them is the global Islamic finance. We were, as a leader of that segment, we were impressed. For Path Solutions side, we comprehend and understood the revolution that the industry was undergoing, the depth of changes, which I personally, as you know, have been talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and I've been talking about all these changes for many, many years. And of course, this revolution was driven by technology, creating what we call the Industry 4.0. This presented unprecedented opportunities for software companies such as us. And the problem with these tremendous opportunities, which allow us to increase the depth of engagement with our customers, create better and more innovation and better technologies, and being a player in this evolving ecosystem, to capitalize on all these opportunities, we required huge investments in innovation, technology, and in business. That's why we felt we need such acquisition. So basically, we had a great match between what Zentio wants to do and what Path Solution wants to do. And the two visions definitely match to create much greater vision.
Well, has the overall banking market improved over the past few months? Are you seeing evidence of market traction?
I wouldn't say improved, as this is probably understatement. You know, as you and I know, Banking 4.0 has been in the formation for many years, and it has been accelerated tremendously in the last year and a half. It created tremendous demand for technology and for partnerships. So if I look at the software industry of the financial service, yes, there's a huge demand. All the banks, without exceptions, at the minimum, they were focusing on innovation and the customer experience, because the customers are demanding the digital experience, especially the remote experience. And this needs enormous level of change internally inside these financial institutions and banks to provide their customers with these experiences. They completely need to change the way they function and they work. Other more advanced banks, if you look at the life cycle, you will find the more advanced banks are going through complete digital transformation, not just focusing on the front end or the digital customer experience. They were going deep into their core and the core of their business. And this would require a revolution in the, even their culture. They need to acquire the right talent, redesign their organization, and focus on creating innovative culture. Of course, all that needs technology and software, as this was the heart of the revolution anyway. And they demanded technology partners who actually can assist them and provide them what they need for these changes. And that's why the demand in the software industry for financial services has been at peak.
Then what would you choose, market share or profitability?
We realize today that there are country, regional, and worldwide ecosystems that are being formed, right? So we have the local ecosystems, we have the regional ecosystem, and the worldwide ecosystems. And these are being formed as we living right now with the fintechs coming in and the financial institution changing, etc. We as Azentio need to behave as a startup in our business units. And as you know, the startup usually focus on gaining market shares based on their competencies. I believe the companies that can define their competencies very well, focus on differentiating these competencies from others, and then gain strengthening their position in these ecosystems will win the long term. Yes, the companies must stay healthy financially because of all this disruption in the financial markets, etc. So you need to have a solid ground you're working on, but also gaining market shares in your segment and in your focused markets that you focus on in the ecosystem is of critical importance.
How do you see the launch of fintechs impacting Azentio's future growth?
Fintechs is a dear to my heart because it's becoming a really important building blocks of the of these ecosystems that I have been talking about. And they have a good share of those ecosystems and it's increasing on a daily basis. Ignoring the fintech is not a smart strategy by any player in the financial services ecosystem. Banks need to partner with fintechs. Investors are already pouring huge amount of investment into these fintechs, and technology providers need to find the right formula to work either with fintechs, helping them with the technology, or be fintechs of their own. As for Azentio, in addition to empowering the financial institutions with great software to service their customers and be part of these ecosystems, we need to also be in the fintech space and be part of as a contributor to this ecosystem. Azentio already, as you know, has partnerships to create fintechs in promising segments. We have deep expertise in Islamic finance. So we actually partnered to create a fintech in the Islamic lending, consumer and SME. We have a fintech in the international trade finance and others. I believe these fintechs are important part of our growth strategy as Azentio and will be main contributors to our future growth and success.
Very impressive. What are your growth plans and what is the hottest sector right now among ERP, banking, and insurance?
In Azentio, our vision is simple. We need to be an important software company which provides software to the financial services industry, mainly in Asia, Middle East, and Africa, and beyond, because we already have customers in North America and South America. So we want to be a power in this new ecosystem that is being created. The financial industry and all its segments, banking, financing, investment institutions, microfinance, insurance, etc., are all seeing that revolution, and they're all changing their business models and revolutionizing their organization. So these segments are changing, and these changes are presenting a huge needs. And that need we have to, as a technology provider and partner, to actually serve and meet that need. So we are currently seeing the excitement in all our three Azentio business units, as all our customers are demanding more innovation, more technology, and transformation of their organization. So we are definitely seeing changes in all the three segments. Our growth strategy is based on building more innovation and increase the depth and the breadth coverage of our geographies by providing, and when I say depth and breadth, we're talking about our existing customers, we work more with them and deepen the relationships. And when I talk about the breadth, We're talking about increasing the number of customers and increasing the countries and geographies we are covering. So I would say all the business units in Azentio living very, very interesting times.
Then are you ready for the next phase to ensure a post-acquisition integration success?
We have been very busy actually focusing on that. As you know, we signed the agreement back in August, toward the end of August, and we have been working very hard on the completion of the acquisition. And we just, about 10 days ago, we completed the transaction. Our main focus right now is to ensure the smooth integration into Azentio, or between Path Solution and Azentio, with the most important objective is zero interruption to our current business. Our objective in the first 6 months or so post the acquisition is for our customers to feel the improvements in the way we conduct our business and the technology we deliver, because we do not want our customers to have any feeling that back post-acquisition, anything actually became less, but we want them to see the experience and the partnership with this new company as a huge improvement. Since signing the original acquisition over the last few months, I have been spending good percentage of my time actually traveling and visiting customers, and also meeting where I can't travel. We're meeting our customers through virtual sessions, a lot of virtual sessions. And the main objective, again, is to ensure transparency in the communication and ensuring that they understand the process and what we are doing and how it's going to benefit them in the short, the medium, and the long term. The rest of my time that I'm not with the customers, of course, I'm internally working with the new Azentio organization, with our team, our employees, to ensure that we are doing all the right stuff, the right movements, the right actions to ensure that the result makes us a much, much better company.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mohammad Khatib. It was our pleasure having you today, and we wish you and Azentio Software all success.
Thank you so much, and thanks for Faster Community, and my regards to all our listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for joining us today.